Okay, we are on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are up to Amar Rav. I think we started it, but we'll start again Amar Rav, which is right across Taisus Trey Kitri of the Bay. That's the Gemara. Amar Rav. This is going to be a major machloikas. Let's first recap the machloikas we had so we can put things into proper perspective. Yesterday we had a machloikas, can a woman walk out of a teacup? Ravashia said no, Ula said yes. Now we're moving now, we're going into the Mount Yamed that says that a woman can walk out of Zika. Now the question's going to be, is she walking out of Zika? We'll see in a second. I'm a Rav. Mina Bazet, Asura Lazet. If she's Mamayan in one Yavam, then automatically she can no longer have Yibum from the other Yavam. Again, Ruvain married a girl rabbinically. He died. He left over two brothers, Shimon and Levi. And she tells Shimon, I don't want you. I don't want to do Yibum with you.
After my murder?
No, we're going like Ula doesn't have to be after my murder. What? It could be in the Zika, right? That's why I'm learning it. You could theoretically say it's going on my mind. Still, she no longer can have Yibum, even from Levi. Meaning to have a Balas HaGet. Just like a woman who received a get, which is rabbinic. Right? A regular wife, biblical wife, receives a get from Shimon, she can no longer have Yibum from Levi. That means, even though Shimon did a rabbinic thing, he can ban Yibum from Levi, rabbinically. So the same thing here, if she does Miyun in one, we also don't let Yibum from the other. Meaning, by doing Miyun and Shimon, she has removed herself from Yibum. She'll still need rabbinic chalitza, because she didn't do Miyun in the whole Zika. She only did Miyun and Shimon. But still, by doing Miyun and Shimon, she no longer can have Yibum from Levi. That's what Rav said. Kivan the Itzra immediately have a balas haget, just like if she had received a rabbinic get. Balas haget, lav kivan the Itzra lalachad, Itzra lalakulu, hachanami loishna. So this is Rav's opinion. A girl that says, I don't want Shimon, she didn't say, I don't want the Zika, she just said, I don't want Shimon. But that precludes Yibum from Levi as well. We treat it as if Shimon had given her a get, and that she couldn't have Yibum from Levi. So now that she walked out on Shimon and said, I mean, she never lived with him, I don't want Shimon, she also can't have Yibum with Levi. All these are rabbinic takanas, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mina Yavama Be'echad Min Achim, Yavaman, one of the brothers of Yavaman, Asura Lekula, about us haget, Im Nasal Echad Get, Pasla Kula. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar, Mina Be'zeh Mutaris Leza. And Shmuel says, no. She says she doesn't want Shimon, she can still have Yibum from Levi. She's not similar to one who received the get. Balas haget, who the covet ba? By balas haget, the brother did it. Since the brother gave her a get, that bans her from the whole household. Haka, he covet the bay. The brother did nothing. She's doing it. Amr Leiri inabach, Sabinabach. I don't, these are both words of want. I don't want you. Probably Archko says, I don't desire you. He probably comes up with another synonym of want, so he can translate the two words. So, Bachud Leirina, I don't want you. Habakad Rechrina, right? I'm not walking out of the Zika. I'm walking out of you. If he gives her a get, since he did an action, the other brothers are out. Here, she did the action, and therefore the other brothers are not out, according to Shmuel. Rashi? No Rashi. Rav Asi says even more. Mina b'zeh muteres afilu loy. Rav Asi says if she says no to Shimon, she can change her mind and say let Shimon do Yibum. Now, question is why she did Miyun and Shimon. Leima, Rav Aishia sphere loy. Dame einem amenes l'zikasai. Maybe he holds like Rav Aishia that says that once a husband died, Miyun is off the table, and therefore saying she doesn't want Shimon is disregarded. Because till now we've been operating with Ula, that a woman can walk out during the period of time after her husband dies. And here, all of a sudden, Rav Asi is saying, she says, I don't want Shimon, and she can retract. Right? How can she retract? Must be he holds that it's a worthless mias. I don't know. The Chajab and Machanami the Matsyakla. Rav Asi agrees that had there only been one brother and she says, I don't want you, it would be Iker. The difference, the reason Rav Asi argues here is there are two brothers. The Amir Lechatzi Zika. You can't say, I don't want one. What are you being Mamayan in? You have to be Mamayan in a relationship. The relationship is the Zika. The Zika is a strong, is a bond to both brothers. You remove the bond to one out affecting the other. So Rav Asi says there's no such thing as removal of half. So we have three opinions so far. Rav said, you're asa to everybody. Once you did me and one brother, it works. And once it works, no yibam allowed to any brother. Just like if the brother would have given a get. Shmuel says, you removed the Zika to one. You didn't touch the Zika to the other. You can remove half Zikas. And Rav Asi says, there's no such thing. You can't remove half Zikas. So therefore, since you can't remove half, you didn't remove anything.
Does he hold to, like,
no, he holds like Ula, he's saying. The Gemara wanted to say he holds like Gavashia and there's nothing to remove. There's no Mian at this point. The Gemara answers no. He agreed you can remove Zika, but not half Zika, either all or nothing. And since she only wanted to remove half, nothing happened. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, in a bazaar, Muteris la'achen. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Bina lezeh muteris la'achen." No mention whether she's mother muta to the guy himself. Definitely says like Shmuel. He says, "You're mine of one. You can have yibum by the others." The question is he agree to Rav Asi? Does he not agree to Rav Asi? What does he agree to? So, b'loy haiduloy, and other amaroim did not agree to Rabbi Yechanan. So, who didn't agree with Rabbi Yechanan? Man lo hedeloi, am I by a Rav? Rav said, once you're married and one, you can't marry the brothers. Rabbi Yechanan is taking Shmuel's side, that you could marry the brothers. So Rav doesn't agree with Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Amar Rav Ishia. Rav Ishia doesn't agree with the old, you can't do Mian and Zika. There's nothing to remove. So it's a worthless Mian. And Amrila Rav Asi. Some say Rav Asi wouldn't agree because Rabbi Yechanan didn't say she's mutter to him. He just said she's mutter to the brothers. Mashma to him not. So there can be many that disagree with Rabbi Yechanan for different reasons. Rav would say she's usher to both. Rabbi Yechanan would say she's mutter to everybody because there was no Mian, there was no Zika, there's nothing to be Mamayan in. And Rav Asi would say she's mutter even to him. And Rabbi Yechanan said she's mutter to the brothers. So Rabbi Yechanan is like Shmuel, not like the other opinions. Rashi, Am Rabaya, Rav Lahoy Deloy, the Iwa Melel, Mina Bishasur Lazah. He said if she's Mamayan in one, she's usher to the other. Rav Ishia Lahoy Deloy, Midikam Rabbi Yechanan Mutar Slachen, Avagab the Iu Gufe Nami Bamashma. Even though it would also mean she's mutter to him, maybe. Miyuika Achen in, the Havale Mian Lachaziziki Kuravasi. Right? But that would only work in a case when there's brothers and you can't do Mian like Rav Asi, meaning if he holds like Rav Asi. Chajavim, the Mian of Bezika Shleim Asura. Well, Rav Asi, Philip Chajavim, Nami Shari, they Mian Lezika. Rav Asi says, there's no Mian for Zika, it's a worthless act. Vamilo Rav Asi, Nami Lehoidelei. Because Rav Asi says you can't do Mian in a half of Zika, and Rav Yechon is saying you can. So we're not sure on Rabbi Yechanan. Is he like Shmuel, or can he agree to Rav Asi? All he says is, you mean in one you married mutter to the brothers. He doesn't say whether it means the other brothers, or even including this person. So you can learn Rabbi Yechanan is like Rav Asi, or you can learn Rabbi Yechanan is not like Rav Asi. But he's definitely not like Rav Ishia, because Rav Ishia said there's no Mian at this point. And he's definitely not like Rav, because Rav said once you do Mian, you're usher to everybody. So those two, he's for sure not. We're not sure whether he agrees to Rav Asi or not. That's what the Gemara is saying. Esham ayayimim, b'fanav, u'b'lay b'fanav. Mian can be done, remember, Mian can be done, b'fanav, u'shalay b'fanav. Whether the husband's here or the husband's not here. Sorry, Esham ayayimim said only b'fanav. And Beis Hillel said, even if the husband's not around, she can walk out of the marriage. Tanya. Amar lem Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, by the way, Pishon Hagamo, Pishon the camel driver, Mina Ishtai Shalai Befanov. His wife did Mian Shalai Befanov, and everybody viewed it as a valid Mian. How could you say that Mia needs to be in front of the husband? We all know the story of the camel driver, whose wife did Mian when he wasn't around, and the Mian was accepted. That proved that you don't need Befanov? That was a story. Famous story of Pishon Hagamo. And therefore, Beis Hillel refers to the story as a proof for halacha. Amar lem Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel, Pishon Hagamo b'mida kfusa madad. He treated her in a
inverted
way, meaning he did not treat her appropriately. Lefichach madad le b'mida kfusa. They made an exception. They allowed her to do me and Shalai Befanov. Which means, really, that with the Eved, it works Shalai Befanov. It's just like Hatchila, we tell women, girls, you cannot do me and Shalai Befanov. Because when it came to Pishon Hagamo, we broke the rules. We said, it works. That means, the Rishayim speak out, that it works even according to Beis Shammai. It just, we tell a girl not to do me and Shalai Befanov. And Beis Hillel says, we don't tell her that. Pishon Hagamo did it Shalai Befanov, and Chazal said she doesn't have to do it Befanov. Beis Shammai would say she should do it Befanov again. In Pishon Hagamo's case, they said he deserves this. He treated her badly, we treat him badly.
What does that mean? Is Befanov good or not?
Befanov is for sure good.
No, I'm saying, is Shalom Befanov good or not?
From this Gemara you see that even Beis Shammai agrees that Shalom Befanov works. Except they insist that you do it Befanov.
And him not being there is a punishment for him?
No. Not requiring him to be there is saying we're not treating you like a regular husband. Since you didn't treat her like a regular wife, we're going to treat you like not a regular husband. We're going to allow her to do me when you're not around.
And then do it again?
Doesn't have to. That's exactly what they did there. They didn't need it again. It works. Beis Shammai agree it works. In other cases, they want Befanov. In this case, they allowed to do things that l'chatchila we don't do.
In this case, there's only one meal?
Yes. Correct.
Is there like a meal? Can I get meat here?
Yeah, mistreating him. It's mistreating him because he can be in a trip. And he wasn't such a nice guy, so he must have been in Vegas. Right? He tripped to Vegas, and his wife wants to do me in. And usually, Beis Shammai would say, you have to wait till your husband comes home. She doesn't want to wait. She wants out. She might be turning 12 next week. She wants out. So usually, we'll say, we can't help you. Mian only works when he's here. That's what Beis Shammai would tell her. In this case, since he mistreated her, Beis Shammai says, go right ahead and do Mian. That's fine.
Even if you say it does not help unless the fun of, does he...
No. Answer no. The fun of means the fun of. Don't change what it says. That is him sending her a document. Here is her expressing something in front of a bezin. Do you need him to be there or not?
Why are we so machbid in this? It's all drabunans. Meaning, why is the rabbanan make it so hard that he has to be there?
Yeah, I love this question. You know why I love this question? Because you could have asked the exact opposite question. Why do rabbanan treating marriage like he can just walk out? Where's the sanctity of marriage? Where is the commitment? You just walk out. Like, this whole thing is a joke. It makes the whole thing into a joke. Again, it's protection for her. It's benefit for her.
She doesn't want the protection, don't you understand?
Well, she doesn't want his protection because he's...
How do you think she feels when she's going to school? What did you do today? Well, I played piggyback, and I got married.
I agree today. It's not a good idea to marry a 7-year-old. You'd probably go to jail for that also. But you'd probably go to jail. Like those late Torah people that were... for kidnapping and for... abusing a minor. They married 12-year-olds.
Where is this in?
Nowhere in the United States.
What?
Anyway. Or herself. She did it herself.
She could have done it herself.
Yes, 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 yes.
She can mind her own
decision. Yes, yes. All rabbinic. She could do me in.
So she doesn't need her brother or her mother.
No.
And she's, as soon as she agrees, is there any marriage ceremony?
Sure. Kedusha, chuppa, music, pictures, shmorg, Viennese table, whatever you want. All there. Instead of a main course, they probably serve candy because the 7-year-old likes candy better.
And they have in the orchestra Uncle Moishe. Is he still around?
It's amazing how your mind works. Yes.
Are you real?
Like. Why? What's back to Gemara? I'm sorry.
I don't even believe that I knew that. No Gemara yourself.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I don't know if you were here at the time I mentioned that, but I mentioned that.
They talk about it. They always talk about her brother.
That's a big shiloh, the Rishayim boy. But the Gemara in Kedushin talks about her marrying herself off. So even though here it doesn't, in Kedushin it does. The assumption is that usually mom and the brother are the ones that do it because they're adults and they go find her a husband instead of her, the 8-year-old, looking for a husband herself. She walks in, anybody want to marry me? It doesn't work that way, right? She's going to school. She's carrying a briefcase.
And he has to be over 13.
Sure, he has to be over 13, correct.
Well, that makes Yiduchim with children, two families. Are they doing anything?
Yeah, they're committing. That's commitment.
It's a commitment to each family.
Correct.
It's not a commitment between the children yet.
It's impossible.
So they wait until they're both grown up?
Today we don't marry Ksanas that I know
back
of.
Back then.
It's up to you to leave Tar. What?
So back then.
You don't have to wait until they're both grown up as long as he's over 13. The father can do it biblically.
When we talked about Shidduchim like that, where the parents sign commitment papers.
That means not, that's just commitment.
That's for after they're both grown up.
Depends what it says in the papers. Right, Jim. I'm going to, what was the, think about the Midas Husa. Midakachu Peri. What happened was, Pishain, used up all her fruit. He mamish mistreated her fight. She had fields, and he just destroyed everything. I mean, he just went through it. So they were very upset at Pishain. And they said, you treat your wife that way, we'll let your wife treat you in the not halachic way as well. In fact, the Gemara, Pshita Nisuahi, V'amri Beishamai, Beishishua Le'mamani. But we got another problem. Right. It's a Nisua. Right. Which way does Pshita go? Did he say Mitzvachol Peri Pshita or Mitzvachol Peri period Pshita and Suhi?
Pshitas.
No,
on one sentence.
What?
Because it's obvious that she was in the
Suhi. Right, Pshita and Suhi. Obviously, because he was getting Peris, that means she was in the Suhi. And Beishamai said the Suhi can't do Mimian anyway. So we got another problem here. How can they allow Mimian by Pisha and he was already in the Suhi? That the Gemara Trekitri of Debay. They stiffed him twice. They did two knots. They double jeopardied him because he mistreated her. So they broke the rules for him. Meaning, with the Eved, the Nesua works, and with the Eved, Shlebefanav works. Beishamai doesn't like it. In his case, they said, "Go with him, the Eved. He deserves it." Rashi.
Problem that he didn't help the field by fertilizing.
There's a normal way of doing things, and there's a way of a guy that doesn't care about the consequences. I'll let you write the script.
No, he gets the papers.
Again, but he's supposed to take care of the fields. If you care about your wife, take care of the fields. If you misuse your wife,
destroy the Malo property.
Right.
Well, so he's foolish for doing that because...
You talk to him. You have a favor, I think you should have a talk with him. I think you should have a talk with him.
He knew there was an impending knee. That's why he left town. He thought maybe he could get out of it.
No, you can write your own story. That's the wonderful thing in the Gemara. You can just write whatever you want. Write your story about Pishayin. You can publish it and print it.
What's that name of one of the rivers?
Yes, it's one of the rams of the rivers in Ghana.
It's denial.
It's denial, yes.
It's denial.
Rashi, b'midah kfusha, b'midah kfuya, inverted measurement modern. Lachanoi no, he cheated her. K'moided b'shuli hamidah, like somebody who measures using the bottom of the measurement, not the whole thing. The chaver matzasi b'tasefta da'olus, k'deri she nesuna hoisa kfusha, was inverted. Lachanach b'sheini b'efer. You inverted me, or in ashes. She went mapsed nixim luk shaloi, was ruining a nixim luk. Trachetri of the base snake swarm also all of Marasai. They did two knots. They hurt him in two ways. Now Tysus brings you Shalmi that asks, if it's not allowed, it's not allowed. How do we break the rules? So Tysus is a raya that really it works with the Evid. We just don't want it, and therefore we say, do it again. But here they let it go.
So an 11-year-old girl whose mother puts her up to marry this guy, she can do miyun before and after the chuppah.
According to Beitzel. According to Beit Shammai, she can't do it after the chuppah. Pishon was an exception.
Oh, she was an exception.
That's what it's saying. Beit Shammai, I remember Bifnei Bazin. Shaloi Bifnei Bazin. Beit Shammai says Bifnei Bazin. Miyun needs a Bazin. And not just three people, but a Bazin. As the Gemara is going to explain in a second. We'll see it in a second. And Basil says, you don't need a Beth. Zok to Gemara. Tanan Hassam. The Mishnah says in Masech to Sanhedrin. Hachalitza v'ami'unim b'shloisha. You need three people. That sounds like Beth. Mantana. Amarabba b'shamayi. That Mishnah is going like b'shamayi. It's according to Basil. You don't need three people. All you need is two people to testify that Mi'un took place. Abaya Amar, no. Fill the time of Basil. Atka the coming Basil of the Levina Mumchim. All Basil says you don't need Bezim Mumchim, professional Bezim. Avoshloisha Beinon. To the Tanya, Beshame Eimer Bifne Bezim, Basil Eimer Bifne Bezim, Shloi Bifne Bezim, Eilu Veilu Maidim Shitzarak Shloisha. But everybody agrees that you need three. That was Bechalitza, not by me.
This says also Chalitza over here, too.
Because the two are only for spreading it. The bottom line is we possibly only need three for Chalitza.
So you have three, you still need the two.
The two is a side issue.
Okay, so
it's only to be Mepharsim, it's not Ma'akov.
It's not Ma'akov, no. Mepharsim it?
No, it's not Ma'akov, no. Chalitza works even without the person.
So when they said five, was a good suggestion?
Again, there was a man, the other said five, but we didn't Paschal like him.
So over here, we're not even bringing him up.
No, Adarabba, the Gemara proves him here, and Rav Yehuda changed his mind. Here.
No knowledge of the process.
There's no process. It's the easiest thing.
Chalitza
is a process. We said three people that know how to read are good enough. They better know that walk up, because if not, Chalitza doesn't work. I said that before you were here. Yesterday I watched the video on Chalitza. It's very interesting. You go online, you push Chalitza, and they show you a video, it takes 23 minutes, of Rabbi Ralbag in New York, who does Chalitza. It seems the man is a Russian man. He struggles with the words like Chafatzi Lekachta. It's like a 2-minute process to get him to say the word right. And there's all kinds of dayanim and aidim and everybody's helping and saying, but you watch the whole thing. And then, after that video, was a video of a Svardi Chalitza, which I didn't have time to watch, but they have it's a whole different process.
Of course.
Their shoe is a different shoe. They go through, he has to be Mavatul, Nidarim, and Shavuot, all kinds of things. Like it's a, they read him things that he has to repeat for five. Again, I got stuck in that. I couldn't have time for the rest. I never got to the actual Chalitza. but it's a much different process. Now, neither of the two show part of it, that before they put on the chalitza shoe, they clean his foot to make sure that there's no dirt there. Shouldn't be a chatzitza. There should be no chatzitza between his foot and the shoe. Now, in both videos, the man already walks in wearing the chalitza shoe.
So he has no sock?
No sock.
No sock. Mal Ragli.
In Rabbi Rabban's video, it was interesting because he explained every step along the way. It was a very... Meaning, for somebody that really wants to watch and know what's going on, he did a great job explaining it to the woman, to the man, to the bystanders, exactly what's happening and why he's doing what he's doing. I just pushed chalitza. That's all I did.
Are these three non-experts?
I don't know. The answer is I don't know. I said I don't know the answer. I would guess yes, but I have no proof. But it is interesting, and you see it in action, all the things we learned about. You see it all happening, how exactly she removes the shoe and she holds the hand. She's a lefty in the case. In the case of Rabbi Rabach's video, she's a lefty, and he makes her do it with her left hand. She does it with her left hand, with her stronger hand. He keeps on repeating, your stronger hand, the left hand. You know, he explains it very well as it goes along. Obviously, those questions had been asked before. It didn't serve anything. No, they did not. I was waiting for the chalitza party. Avram Cohen was going to cater to the chalitza party. They had somebody video it.
Is there a mazel there?
I didn't hear the mazel tov, no. It's not, it's interesting. She sounds American, and the brother of the husband sounded Russian. And I would say a middle-aged couple must have been in the 50s. I would gather that she was in the 50s and he was like 60. That's what it looks like from the thing. And he was Russian, and he had trouble pronouncing the Hebrew words, which he didn't. It was interesting because you saw the Gemara in action. You saw how they did things in action. Again, in the Sephardi, I saw him walking with a shoe. It's a different shoe. It's like not nearly the same shoe. It's like a whole different shoe. But I didn't get to watch the thing because I didn't have the time. But it's another 20-some minute video on the Sephardi chalitza. Third video of a chalitza that happened in Tehran. I didn't get to that part. I didn't look at it. I just enjoyed watching it because it was seeing the halachas acting out. You know how they did it exactly. He explains everything in English beforehand. He says, what you're going to say now means this and this and this, but you have to say it in Hebrew. And he's makbid that you say, like, Ava Yavmi, in one breath, right? We had that Gemara, you shouldn't say, Loi Ava Yavmi, and he explains why he has to be makbid on that. And then by Loi Chafatzi Lekakta, the guy could not get it out. So he paskin that as long as he says Loi Chafatzi in one breath, that's good enough, because the guy couldn't say L'chavati L'kachta in one breath. They would have been there for a week. He couldn't get it. So he finally got up to do L'chavati, and then L'kachta. And that took a while, too, because the guy couldn't say L'kachta. He said L'chachta, L'chachta. He could not say the kuf. And they were spelling it out for him in English, L-E-K-A. You know, they tried everything, you know, the poor guy. But at the end of the day, he got it. And they were very happy. And then one guy in the crowd said he didn't say it good. And then, you know, you always have that. You know, that's always, like, makes it interesting. And he passed. Yes, he did say it good. And I went, what? At least for Chatzilah, we don't pass like Rabbi. Remember, he was doing Chalitza L'maisa, not in Halacha. He was doing the way it's done. So he wanted him to say it in one breath. He gave up after a few tries. So he insisted that he say L'chafatzi together and L'kachta can be said separately. The woman was able to say L'yavayadmi. She said it quickly. You know, it was all transliterated to them. These were people that obviously were not from people. It was all transliterated. And she was reading the English of the Hebrew words.
This is before she's taking the shoe off?
The reading has to be done before you take the shoe off. The only thing you can't see is the saliva coming out of her mouth. They saw it, but in the video you can't see.
Is she
She's lifting up his foot with her right hand. That's her weaker hand. She holds it in the calf. And then with her strong hand, she puts her hand by the ankle and pulls the shoe off. And then she has to put the shoe down on the ground. I don't know where that, how long it comes from. And then after she puts the shoe down on the ground, she picks up the shoe and throws it across the room. But she must have hit somebody because everybody was laughing.
No, but she's doing this, while she's stuttering, she's doing this whole thing lifting
the foot. Right? No. He says, like, before he takes the shoe, she touches the shoe.
Oh, before the shoe.
And he's up against the wall.
He's up against a board, like a plank, but he can't lean on the plank. He has to be standing. So it has to be slightly leaning that he shouldn't fall when she picks up his foot, but not leaning enough that if they remove the plank, he would fall.
Is it the plank?
No, the plank's against the wall.
This plank wasn't made for the chalitza, right?
Again, I didn't ask him. I couldn't ask him. I mean, it's on an angle. It makes it much easier. It's on an angle. So he just leans his back slightly against the plank. It's on an angle. On a wall, it's harder to have that slight leaning.
Here
we go again. Chalitza plank.
What?
You know, to me, it looked like a folding table. That would have been the perfect, you know, you lean a folding table against the wall. That's the way it looked like. I didn't see what it was. And you lean on that table slightly. Not completely, slightly. You're standing, leaning slightly, then when she pulls your foot up, you don't go flying.
This is the same Robago question,
yeah? I didn't ask him. I had the same question, and I didn't ask him.
It
was in
New York?
It was in New York, yeah. It's a 23-minute video, but it's, to me, it was worth watching because you got to see it halacha in action.
We talked about having the shoe flung.
We mentioned that the Rambam says to fling the shoe, and nobody knows exactly the source. It's a Zayar, but we don't have it in our Gemara. But the Rambam brings it to fling the shoe. She picks up. Then, interestingly enough, they give the shoe back to the man. They say, this is your shoe. Because he has to own the shoe at the time of Chalitza. So this is your shoe. What do you want to do with it? You want to keep it? The guy said, what do I need it for? Here, take it back.
What? I wonder if he has to pay for it to make it his own.
No, they give it to him and he picked it up. I didn't see that part. He walked in wearing that shoe already. But after the Chalitza, they give him back the shoe and they say, here's your shoe. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that part. I only saw the ceremony start when he's walking in with his shoe already.
I mean, he's smart, which he could be. He can't read, but he could be smart. He should keep it. Now the city doesn't have it anymore. He could actually $40. It's like being a baseball, so he has a $500. Oh, you want it? Oh, that's very nice. Let's go. Let's do a deal.
Leather boots.
Anyway, he gave it back. In this case, he gave it back. He wasn't so smart, he gave it back. And they made a kinyan, then they make a bracha without a shame. It's a whole process. Again, to me, it was interesting.
Does he have to make a kinyan when he gives it back? He makes a kinyan when he gives it back.
They made a kinyan when he gave it back, because if not, they can't give it to somebody else next time. So he picked it up. They made a kinyan. They made an emphasis on it. I didn't see the first one. That's what I'm saying. He walked in wearing the shoe. So all the preliminaries had been done before he walked in wearing the shoe.
It
has to be a kinyan, though. Yes. Has to be a kinyan, though. Anyway. Zuckrashi. Yes, absolutely. You didn't sell your rabbi your chametz. No rabbi needs your chametz. You made him an agent to sell your chametz.
He made a kenyan with a boy.
Absolutely. 20.
Then he makes a kenyan. He's still my agent after Pesach.
Yes, to buy it back. Correct. Yeah, no rabbi wants to buy your chametz.
I mean, he can't. He'd have to resell it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not giving the rabbi your chametz. Your kinyan is just to make the agency a stronger agency. And if you can't get to him, like in COVID, you call up and say, I'm making you an agent. What?
I don't remember how I told it last year.
Yeah, I had COVID when they were selling the chametz, and I had a whole bunch of contracts, and I had people sell through me. So I sent my contracts over, and I called Rabbi Hirschfeld and said, be my agent. Because all the rabbis make one rabbi an agent. That's what happens. They get together, most of the rabbis in town get together, and Rabbi Hirschfeld is the one that does it. And all the rabbis give him all their contracts, all their things, their books and their things. And then he has a whole pile, and there's a guy there who's been doing this for years, and they make all kinds of kinyanim in case this one doesn't work, the other one doesn't work, the other one doesn't. And it's clear. You don't sell your chametz on condition that if you don't pay me within 7 days, it's automatically null and void. Because then retroactively, it's null and void. You won't chametz on Pesach. You sell it without condition. You tell them you owe us this money, but it's a valid sale. If you want to sell it back to us, you can come back in a week from now, and we can negotiate the price to sell it back.
He comes to Burgers
Mitzvah Shabbos right after Pesach, because they want to buy back as fast as possible so people can use their chametz. Exactly. I'm there, I would go. Usually I go. The year I had COVID, no Rav went, because you couldn't go. You have to have eight. You have eight of them. You have all kinds of people there.
Does Rabbi Hirschfeld have to go through every contract
that's
given to him by all the
rabbis?
He does not, no. No, he's not.
He trusts them.
He just says whatever's in these piles.
So Rabbi Hirschfeld had to meet with this guy during COVID.
Had to meet with this guy during COVID. There's no other way to do it. And two other rabbis, two other people were there as witnesses to witness the transaction. Yes. I wasn't there again. I had COVID then. I was home.
Why does this transaction even have to be? Why?
Because to make kinyan, it's hard to make it without the person being there.
You can't do it via video.
A kinyan? It gets very complicated because there are different kinds of kinyanim, biblical, rabbinic. An electronic transfer would only be recognized because the government recognizes it as a transfer. Halachically, there's no Gemara or Shulchan Aruch that says you can do electronic transfers. It has to be money, it has to be a shtar, it has to be chalipin, it has to be all kinds of different things. And so they do multiple kinyanim to make sure it works with a guy, but the electronic transfer is only recognized because the government recognizes it as a transfer. There's a Hebrew word for that, but that doesn't work on biblical things, and we want to sell our chametz biblically.
So a regular transfer, obviously.
By chametz, it has to be a biblical process, because you don't want to own the chametz biblically. Whereas in money, rely on rabbinic processes, and that's not a problem. Anyway, back to our Gemara. Tanya Bishamah Bisney Basin, Basilon Bibay Basin, Slay Bisney Basin. Elu be Elu Maidim Shatarach Slaysha. Everybody agrees that you need three people. Beis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, and Mishnayim. They say two people are enough. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yumi, Rabbi Nachman, Halacha Kai Sazog. We paskin that two people are enough by Mion, which is true, which means all you need is witnesses to say that you did Mion. Taisa speaks out, really one would be enough. But then nobody would hear me to testify that it happened. So you need two people to testify. There's no rush. Beishamai Ibrim. Now at the end of the Mishnah, Beishamai said something that didn't make sense to us. Beisul said she gave me Mamayan 4 or 5 times. And Beishamai said, Ain't benayis Yisrael Hefker. You can't treat girls like that. Ella, going back to our Mishnah, Mima Enes, she does Mian. Umam Tenes Achitagdo, waits till she gets 12. Utumoin, but he not say. Now, why does he do Mian twice? She does Mian, then she has to wait till she gets older to get married. Why does he say, do Mian, wait till she gets older, do Mian, and get married? You did Mian already.
Regardless of
the Sassoon or not? Beishamai says only after Erison, but only once. So, therefore, she does Mian, and then she can't get married again. Or Arison again, till she becomes 12. But why does the Mishnah say, do Mian again? Frak the Gemara. She really did mean. Amar Shmuel, Atchetagdu v'taymar, Reitzani b'miyunim arishaynim. A new halacha. She does mean, and then we wait till she's 12, and she has to reaffirm her mean after she's 12. She can't do mean after she's 12. But she has to say, that mean I did, I want it to work. If she doesn't say that when she's 12, then we say, maybe she changed her mind, and the mi'un is not effective. She has to reaffirm that the mi'un she did at 8 is valid. It's a new chumra v'shamai.
Either she has the power or she doesn't.
She has the power, but v'shamai, but since we're not letting her get married till 12, so therefore we want to know at 12 that she's sticking to that mi'un. So then he would have to give her a get at that point. Or she would.
So
then it cannot be. If she said, I changed my mind, I didn't want that man, according to Beis Shammai, she would be a married lady. Correct. That's what Shmuel is saying. Correct.
If he hasn't supported her in these years, she made me a
wedding. Well, that's monetary. He wouldn't have to pay her.
I'm just saying, they're no longer, either they're married or they're not. If they're not married,
if
they're not unmarried,
they're married. So Beis Shammai is saying, this is a Chiddush of Beis Shammai. I'm not saying that this is the way we pass. I'm just saying this is a Chiddush of Beis Shammai. Ula Amar, a different Teretz. Tartik Tani. The mission is offering you two solutions. Oysa Tamoam V'tagdu V'tiaris. Either she does mean, waits till she gets 12, and then she can get married again with Kedushin.
With somebody else.
Or with this guy if she wants to. I, Shetumon Betinasil Alter. New solution. She's 9. She wants to do Mian, but she doesn't want to say, I'm married. So Beis Shammai comes up with the following solution. She should do Mian, and then do Nisuan to a second husband, which doesn't allow her to do Mian. Beis Shammai holds a Nisuan can't do Mian. So we don't want a woman going in and out of marriages. So we have a solution. She got Erison from husband number 1. She doesn't like him. She wants to walk out. But she doesn't want to be single. And she doesn't want to be married to this guy. So Beis Shammai came up with a solution. Husband number 2 should not do Erison. He should do Nisuan immediately. He should get the chuppah up and do it like we do marriage. Kedushin and chuppah immediately. And then she won't be able to walk out of the second marriage. So she'll be married, and we won't be hefker. She won't be walking in and out of marriages. So you accomplish both. Once she's in a sua, there's no mian. Usually, a woman has Erison, and then has the sua. So Beis Shammai, we don't want her doing Erison to 1, and Erison to a 2nd, and Erison to a 3rd, and then walking out. We don't want that. So either she does Erison and waits till she becomes older, or she can do the sua as a ketana. And once she does Nisuan, she's locked in forever. And therefore, we avoid her being Hefker. That's what Beis Shammai is offering.
She has like a second marriage.
She's stuck.
No, so what's the point of it all? Because the Mishnah.
Well, this is what Beis Shammai thinks. She has a choice that she wants to marry and get Nisuan. What would happen if she didn't do Mian as Erison and then she did Nisuan with the guy and now she hates him? She's stuck. Beis Shammai doesn't allow Mian for Nisuan. She would need a get.
I thought
only if he's mistreating her. According to Beis Shammai, she's locked in after the sewer. No way out.
So all the guardrails to let a child out from this process that they've created are now, according to Beis Shammai, are taken away.
As soon as she does the suin, correct. Beis Shammai is concerned about the sanctity. Well, we had reasons. We had a whole bunch of reasons. Either she doesn't do what he won't do it because of Bila's Nus or because of fruit. We had all kinds of reasons. We had 4 reasons. She doesn't have to do Mian a second time. She just has to reaffirm her Mian. We don't have a good answer. Rashi? Right, Tani Shemachasra, because maybe she changed her mind. She doesn't have to do me at another time. El tarti milininu, mamanas, umamtenas miliaris lachaninu. She waits, either does me in and waits, till she doesn't do everything again, achitakdu, because I should have talked to her tomorrow, b'sheini, we don't want a second meal. I am rata, so the nasa, mamanas, mabal, but the nasa altar. She can do it soon, right away. Skip the everything stage. Now she needs kedushin, but she'll do kedushin under the chuppah like we do. The yisula mamanas l'meshamay the nesuahi. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah Vayter.
After 12 years,
she reaffirms that she never changed her mind of that man.
And if she doesn't do
that? So going to Shmuel, we're worried. She might be married to the first husband, but we would require a get.
So we make her repeat it.
Reaffirm. Not repeat it, Damian, because Mian doesn't work now. Affirm that she never changed her mind.
That's what
the
Mishnah
means. Right.
The
Prophet
said that if she, one of the
answers
was that she...
That's what
Ula
says. That's his
job. He's not worried about that she might change her mind.
She can change her mind all she wants. He doesn't believe in that. That halacha he doesn't hold up. Correct.
The last thing he said, she had to...
Again, it's a machlokes Shmuel and Ula. Now, there is a machlokes Rishayim. I want to be intellectually honest, if that's the word. There is a machlokes Rishayim, who can marry a ketana off. Some Rishayim say that the only one that can marry a ketana off is herself. And when we say mother and brother, that's because they usually facilitate it. But it has to be she agrees to the kedushin. They cannot accept kedushin for her unless she's, again, the father is dead.
No, I'm saying if the father died, who can...
Right. That's what some Rishayim say. Some Rishayim say that a mother and brother can do it, and she can't do it herself. She have from a Gemara and Kedushin, but that's what they say. And the Ritva says, and that's the one I go with, that either the mother and brother can do it without her agreement, or she can do it. Now, if the mother and brother do it, and she hears about it and says no, she's out. But if she doesn't say no, they can accept the kedushin, meaning she doesn't have to be the one to accept her kedushin. Right? That's what Rizva says. So either the mother and brother can do it and then let her know that they did it, and she can say, I don't want it. Or she can say, thank you. Or she can do it. That's how I'm going to operate, because that's the easiest way to learn the Gemara. So instead of getting involved, I'm going to pick the Rizva Shita, that it can be done either by mother or brother or by the girl herself.
When her father's alive, she cannot marry herself off.
Unless she's the Yisayma B'chaya Av, which we talked about yesterday. If the father married her off once, and she got divorced, she's considered an orphan.
And nobody can protest to be Mamayin or to marry. Well, it's a Rabbanon. Her brother or mother can't protest whoever she wants to marry.
Correct. According to the Ritva, correct. According to some Rishayim, only they can make the decision to begin with. Machlokes Rishayim. Three sheetahs. One sheetah says only mother and brother, one sheetah says only herself, and one sheetah says anybody. That's the way I'm going to learn the Gemara, because it's the simplest way of reading the Gemara. But we'll start the Mishnah Merchishim tomorrow. If I should have a one.